Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as I like to do, I am joined now from the probably lofty confines of Yuma, Arizona, by a writer who is the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type on the planet when it comes to the gun culture, and that would be Ammoland. So that makes the writer, of course, Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
And let's lead off with this, which is your latest punished work, or punished, published. We're talking about punishment, but this the latest one published, which was published February the 20th. This is about coming out of North Dakota.
Well, what this bill is an attempt to create some justice in our system where we have a lack of it currently. And that is, even though you are considered innocent until proven guilty, just going through the process of finding yourself not guilty after you have been accused, if a prosecutor decides to charge you, the punishment is the process itself. You lose enormous amount of time and treasure simply defending yourself in the judicial system, where you may lose your job, you may be locked up for periods of time, you may have enormous amount of fees that you have to pay to an attorney to defend you. And the system itself imposes punishment by the process you have to go through to get to a trial and to be found not guilty. So, there have been numerous cases like this. Probably the most prominent recent case is the Kyle Rittenhouse case out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that was nationally televised. A lot of people understand it. Kyle was locked up for a couple months. His bond was put at, I think it was $1.5 million. He had to go through an extensive process. The GoFundMe people decided that he was not politically correct enough to access funding of hundreds of thousands of dollars that had been collected for his defense. So he had to drop that and go to another system, give them go. I mean, he went through almost 2 years of absolute horror, merely to get to the point that he was found not guilty of all charges. And this was when everything that was under contention, almost everything, was on video and easily available to the prosecutors before they ever started what appears to me to have been a political prosecution designed to punish him. So legislators in North Dakota not that terribly far from Wisconsin, I would say, have said, we want to build into the system a means whereby if somebody is accused of a crime and they claim self-defense, and then eventually they are found to be not guilty, then they will be reimbursed for their costs in defending themselves, including the time that they had to spend doing it, during which they could not earn an income. Now, the current bill doesn't say this is a must-happen thing. They give a judge discretion to decide if it should be paid out or not. But Washington State has a bill that is very similar, except they don't give the judge discretion. They say if a person is found not guilty after they've been prosecuted in a self-defense case, the prosecution has to pay their costs. So this is kind of a somewhat weaker version of the Washington State bill, and the Washington State bill has been in existence for, let's see, about 40 years. It was first passed in 1977, so 45 years ago. And over time, the Washington State bill was modified to make sure that a person actually got paid. They changed a little bit of the wording. You're dealing with lawyers here, so if there's a loophole they can wiggle out of, they will tend to do so. But the Washington State bill has stood the test of time, and I think there is an excellent chance that this North Dakota bill will become law, and over time maybe it'll get tweaked to become a little better. But this seems just basic justice to me. If you have someone who is found to be not guilty, we should not have punished them with the process of getting to that point. Now, something that happened just recently, just before I wrote the article, was that a whole bunch of North Dakota state attorneys lobbied the legislature to say, don't pass this bill. It's a terrible bill. Well, of course, they're against it because it diminishes their power. Right now, prosecutors are some of the most powerful people in our system because the Supreme Court, and it was about that 75 or 6, the Supreme Court heard a case and decided that prosecutors had to have absolute immunity for anything they did while prosecuting. So prosecutors can lie, they can suborn witnesses, they can recruit false witnesses, they can cover up evidence, they can refuse to release exculpatory evidence, and as long as they claim they're doing it as part of the prosecution, they can't be sued for it under the Supreme Court decision. Now, once they actually put a person in jail because of it, then they have more potential for being sued. But if it comes out a not guilty, or if they drop the charges at the last minute, they're immune from lawsuit. And so that makes prosecutor positions extremely powerful, as George Soros figured out, and that's one of the reasons why we have all these leftist attorney generals and prosecutors across the United States, because if you control that office, you control a whole lot of what happens in the judicial system.
Hang on right there for me, if you will. This article is at, it's on the front page of Ammoland.com. And Dean follows, the stuff that Dean follows is so wide and varied, I don't really know how to say that he actually writes in a certain niche, because he covers so many different things. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again from Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. And are we done with that first one? Do we need to move on to the next one?
Yeah, I think we covered the North Dakota law, where they're hoping to pass that a bill to reimburse people who are found not guilty in self-defense cases, you know, pretty well. So let's move on to the next one.
So let's talk about in New Jersey, because New Jersey is a target-rich environment for these kinds of cases. And I kind of think they sort of look and trying to copy New York, which that's sort of stupid because New York was the inspiration for the Bruin decision, but, you know.
They do. I mean, I think they almost took the New York approach, and they might have made a little bit of changes in it. You know, I think they probably changed the words New York. If I took York out and put Jersey in there, I'm suspecting they didn't make the change. You know, I've seen laws where they actually forgot to take out place names, where they copied the law from another bill intact. But I don't know if they did that here. But what happened in this article that we're talking about is about the Bruin decision, which, of course, is a very strong Second Amendment decision, which elaborated on and expanded the logic from the Heller decision. And after the Heller decision, you had a number of states, California being one of the most prominent with the Ninth Circuit, and then in New York, too, with I think that's the Second Circuit, where these circuit courts of appeal, the judges on them just said, we don't agree with Bruin. We're going to figure out some way to get around it. And that's what they did. They created this very complex system that said, well, you know, it's a two-step process, and we have to go to a three-step process after that, and we're going to look and see if the government really thinks it's a good idea, and if it does, we're going to say the Second Amendment doesn't apply, pretty much. So they tried to gut the Second Amendment with this complicated process, and in Bruin, Clarence Thomas said, no. He said, that's not acceptable. So what he did was create a simple process. And the process was, look at the law. Does it violate the Second Amendment? You know, is it something the Second Amendment is? You know, if the law says you can't blow soap bubbles in the park, it's not a Second Amendment issue. But if it says you can't carry a gun in the park, then it's a Second Amendment issue. And then you say, was it acceptable in law and in custom in the new American Republic when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791 to infringe on the rights protected by the Second Amendment in the way that this new modern bill that you're checking out does? And if it wasn't acceptable in 1791, it's not acceptable now, because they ratified the Second Amendment to do away with the government's ability to just say we want to pass a law because we want to. And what happened after Bruin was New York, particularly California to a lesser extent, but New York said, we're going to defy the Supreme Court. We don't like what the Supreme Court did, and we're just going to make a bill so that what the Supreme Court did in Bruin doesn't count. Of course, they've been slapped out. But then New Jersey said, yeah, just like New York. And they passed bills very similar to New York. And so they have a bunch of lawsuits against the implementation of these bills. And one of the bills went before a judge, a federal district judge in New Jersey. Her name is Renee Marie Bum. And this lawsuit was Coons v. Reynolds, And it basically was saying, you can't just defy the Supreme Court and decide you're going to call things different names and do the same stuff you've been doing for the last 50 years. You know, Bruin decision says you can't do that. And the judge, Marie, said, right. The Supreme Court says this is the way you do it. I'm going to do it that way. And I'm putting a temporary restraining order to prevent the enforcement of this law that violates the Second Amendment. And this first lawsuit covered, or the temporary restraining order covered very specific things. It says you can't just declare that anywhere alcohol is served, nobody can have a gun. You can't just declare all private property is a sensitive area where people can't have guns unless the private property owner puts out a big sign saying, you can have a gun specifically here. And that you can't just say all automobiles are private property, which is a sensitive place. I mean, they were really stupid, egregious violations of Second Amendment rights. And she said, we're putting a restraining order on it right now. So another group of people filed another lawsuit, which was going to a different court. And it covered the same law. But in that lawsuit, they were going for more of these sensitive areas, so-called sensitive areas, that where New Jersey was trying to figure out a way to wiggle around the Bruin decision. And the state had said, we want this law to continue to go forward and grant a summary judgment to us to not have a temporary restraining order so that the law can go into effect. And we want to incorporate the other law that Judge Renee already ruled on and bring it into this lawsuit because they're essentially the same thing, and we want it to go to this other judge. You know, it's a pretty brazen thing, you know. Well, let's go to this judge and not that judge. The other judge already ruled against us.
Hang on real quick. We're coming up on the next break. You can expand on that when we get back. That's the judge shopping part. That always cracks me up. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The Alex Murdaugh double murder trial is now in the hands of the jury. The South Carolina lawyer accused of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. The prosecution claims Murdaugh was about to be exposed for stealing millions from his clients and committed the murders to gain sympathy. Sunshine's back in Northern California, but more rain and snow are on the way. Lead meteorologist Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service says the capital city's been getting drenched.
2.26 inches of rain. Other places, of course, have gotten a lot more.
Yeah, it's a fight for survival in the San Bernardino Mountains as the area is buried in heavy snow. Some residents have not left their homes for almost a week and are running out of food and medical supplies. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirms the U.S. is in talks again with Moscow about bringing home American detainee Paul Whelan from Russia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this case that just happened in New Jersey. Is it legal for them to try? I mean, shouldn't they be going through the appeals process if they lose a decision somewhere?
Well, what they're trying to do, and it's a common tactic, is delay. If we can stop this for a while here and get these the judge to hear this motion and that motion, and we can delay and delay and delay, they're hoping for a miracle. The law is clearly against them. The Supreme Court is against them. It's obvious to anybody who really looks at it that they're in the wrong. But if they can delay long enough, they're hoping an asteroid will come down and strike the Supreme Court, and they'll get, you know, a bunch of leftist judges appointed by Joe Biden. So it's bizarre that, but they're so invested in this idea that the government should never be limited in any way. And that's why they hate the Second Amendment. You know, it limits what the government can do. And so that they're willing to do anything. They go out on these outrageous extreme limbs just to delay for a few days. So what happened here, by the way, is that you had these two cases, and they said, well, we don't like this judge, and we got another case just like it. You should consolidate the cases and consolidate them with the other judge. And they were, the way the procedure works in New Jersey and in the federal courts, the other judge basically got to decide. And she said, well, these cases are very similar, but Renee has already done a lot of work on this case. She understands what's going on a lot better than I do. Why should I have to do all her work all over again? Yes, the two cases are consolidated, and they're consolidated under Renee, the first judge, which is proper, which is what she should have done. But it must have frustrated the people who were representing the state of New Jersey considerably, because I'm sure it's exactly the opposite of the result they desired.
Well,
so I do see that a lot of what we're seeing in the system is just delay tactics. Delay, delay, delay. I mean, as I mentioned, the asteroid hitting the Supreme Court.
Right.
Well, how about, you know, President Biden just says, we don't need no stinking Supreme Court. You know, we're going to have this executive order.
Well, I mean, I know Biden does. He likes to play that game and everything else. I just think at some point it's going to become an untenable situation with him. So
I think we're reaching that point.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I'm go ahead.
Well, no, one of the things you point out though is how fast these things are moving through the courts.
Much faster than we've seen. Yes, much faster than we've seen previously. I mean, we've had cases. I remember one case in D.C. where it was delayed for 2 years by a judge who just said, I got more important things to do. And it became one of the pivotal cases in Second Amendment jurisprudence. But the judge just didn't want to hear it. So he just delayed. I got other stuff. You know, we'll delay for another few weeks, another couple months. Eventually, the lawyer, Mr. Gura, who was, you know, the one who won the Heller case,
right,
was able to get another judge to hear the case, but it took a lot of time and effort.
But I mean, in order to do that, there's a process to go through. Not just, I mean, what he was doing was he was trying to expedite the matter, and what New Jersey is trying to do is trying to slow it down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know that those are tactics that are used. I think it's illegitimate to do this deliberate slowing in this way. But remember, we're talking about people who do not think the Constitution is actually legitimate.
Well,
and there are a lot of people on the other side who believe the USA.
But isn't that how they
illegitimate country?
Isn't Isn't that though what they that whole thing is primarily based on the fact that the Bill of Rights works as long as they can use that 10th Amendment to take rights away, right? The power is not vested in the federal government, then fall to the state governments. Except could the argument be made that since the Second Amendment restrains the federal government, that by extension restrains the states?
Well, I think it could. Now, early on in the Republic, in the first roughly 30 years, 40 years, there were a lot of people who thought that the Second Amendment applied to the state governments as well. And there were court cases where judges said, yeah, that's the way it is. But in 1833, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bill of Rights did not apply to the states. It only applied to the federal government. And that's one of the things that led up to the Civil War. And then after the Civil War, legislature, the national legislature said, well, you know, that was really bad. We want to make sure that rights that are sacred under the Constitution apply to the states, that the state governments can't just violate everybody's rights if they want to. And so then they passed the 14th Amendment to ensure that that was the case. And it's the 14th Amendment that is being used to apply the Second Amendment to the states now. So, yes, the states have to abide by the Second Amendment because the 14th Amendment has incorporated the Second Amendment as law applying to the state governments and lower governments as well, not just state.
Yeah.
You know, state, local, city, county. So
we're never going to wake up and have a day where there's not some state trying to take rights, are we?
Well, they've always had. We've had states trying to take rights away from the beginning of the Republic. Not all the rights, not all in the same way, but the decision I talked about. And it didn't happen so much in the very early first years. But remember, the founders studied government. And one of the things that they decided was people in government are evil and rapacious and power hungry and greedy, and they will do what they can to take people's rights when it's convenient for them to do so. So that's why they put in things like the Bill of Rights and the different levels of government that work against each other, and why they built the Constitution as for one of its main purposes was to restrain the government, because they realized people would try to take rights away. It's just the nature of the human beast. And you go on any discussion board, any fair day of the week discussing a crime, and how many people do you have say, hang them right now? Why, they ought to be hung up by yet tomorrow morning. Due process, we know they're guilty. Hang them now. Well, that's reflected in a lot of leadership. It's not just the average guy on the street who is subject to those kind of emotional outbursts. So we always have had state governments that would try to violate people's rights, and I think we've gotten better in the last few years at restraining the state governments. And I think there was a nasty period when state governments violated rights quite regularly.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. You can find most, 2,100 plus other articles of his are at Ammoland.com. This is where we're culling this stuff today, pulling this stuff today. Let's talk about the non-violent felon Second Amendment case. Now, I guess the argument here is that if you commit a felony, but it's not a violent felony, they should keep their gun rights?
Well, this is a really interesting case because the person who was convicted here, he made a plea deal. In state law, it was welfare fraud in Pennsylvania, as I recall. And in state law, they call it a misdemeanor. And his name is Brian David Range. And he filled out an application for public assistance. He had three children. He wasn't making much money. So his wife filled out an application and he signed it as well. He said, well, it's my job to read what's in it, so I'm responsible. And they understated his income. He wasn't making a lot of money, but they understated it a little bit. He was, I think, working for a company mowing lawns back in 1994. And so somebody caught it, and they said, this is welfare fraud. And they fined him $100 and $288 in costs. And he had to pay back $2,400 in some kind of welfare that he assistance that he was getting. And he said, "Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. It was wrong." And he's been a stellar citizen ever since. But because that particular crime is punishable at maximum of up to 5 years in prison, it becomes a felony under federal law. And federal law says if you've been convicted of a felony, you can't own guns. Your rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment are void. and he's an avid hunter. And he went to buy a rifle, and they turned him down. And he looked, he talked to the clerk at the gun store and said, hey, why have I been turned down? The clerk said, it must be a glitch in the system. He says, look, here's all the things you filled out on the form. You say you're not a felon, you're not this, you're not that. And they looked at it and said, it has to be a mistake because I don't fit any of those categories. And so later on, his wife bought him a rifle. And then later I tried to buy another gun, and he was turned down again. And he just couldn't figure it out. He started doing some research, and he found out that he was barred for life from exercising any Second Amendment-protected rights because he had been found guilty in this misdemeanor case, which was punishable by more than a year in jail. So they filed a lawsuit, and I believe they had help of the Second Amendment Foundation because Alan Gura and Michael Gottlieb are representing him.
Right.
And Gura has worked extensively with SAF. And I think Michael Gottlieb is the son of Alan Gottlieb. So I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't verified that. So that's why I'm pretty sure it's SAF related. But so they went to court and they said, this is ridiculous. There's no way for him to regain a Second Amendment right. He didn't do anything violent. There is no constitution, no historical record that says that nonviolent people should have their Second Amendment rights stripped from them. That wasn't done in the past. And this actually started, the case started long before Bruin. And then Bruin happened, and so that becomes another brick they can use to win this case. So this has gone to Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And a three-judge panel found that there was historical precedent in certain ways, you know, the government forbids slaves from having guns. State governments did back before the Civil War, and there were statutes they found where Indians who were not considered citizens were banned from having guns, and they said, well, that's close enough. So if somebody committed a crime, they are not a law-abiding citizen by definition, therefore we can take their rights away. But they asked for what's called an en banc decision at the Third Circuit. That's when the whole court, which I think is, 14 judges there. And a majority of those 14 judges voted to hear the case en banc, which is by all 14 judges. And they said, you know, this three-judge panel had not come to the correct decision for whatever reason. And they are vacating the case, and they're starting afresh, and they're going to hear it again. And I think they wouldn't have done that if they weren't going to change the outcome. I mean, it's unusual to go to a case en banc if you're going to come up with the same result.
Right.
So I think in the Third Circuit, this en banc court will probably say there's no historical precedent to take away someone's fundamental rights for a minor offense like welfare fraud.
Right. Having the chokes.
Yeah, I just got over having a bug a couple of days ago, and I think my throat's a little sore.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I hate it when that happens. I have buttons to control that, though.
That's good. Yeah, I could work on that.
Yeah.
To find a button.
Yeah, I have buttons to control that. But, I mean, you know, that's the drama of live radio, Dean.
Yeah.
That's what happens with live radio. But anyway, you were saying.
That's what I think is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but the Third Circuit did hear the oral arguments, and I they heard it on the 15th of February, so about a week ago, and you know, the case is going to go forward in the next few months. We should hear which of two theories they follow. The one theory is, well, anybody that violates the law disrespects the government, therefore their Second Amendment rights can be taken away because they're no longer a law-abiding citizen. Or the other one is what we would call the non-violent or dangerous person theory, is that only people who have shown themselves to be dangerous to the public can have their Second Amendment rights taken away.
Right.
That you can't take away somebody's Second Amendment rights because they jaywalked, or because they were caught speeding, or maybe they switched lanes without signaling. So, if you go with the first theory, it essentially renders the Second Amendment almost void, because you can always find something, somebody violated some law somewhere. We've got so many laws on the book. I think it's impossible to wake up and go to the post office without violating a few of them.
Yep. So we're running out of time, and if things go the way I envision they go, you get to hear Dean again tomorrow. So that would be sort of cool. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. I hope that throat smooths itself out, just because nobody likes having a sore throat. And as for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.